program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning to some of you. Good afternoon to others. Welcome. It is Dorf on Sports. This is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Lots of things happening in our sports world. Whether it's NHL hockey playoffs, whether it's NBA basketball playoffs. Major League Baseball in full throttle as well. And the Diamondbacks, to be honest with you, I mean, I live here in Arizona. They get out of it, they get back in it, they get out of it, they get back in it. They're an interesting team, to be honest with you. There's no quitting them. That's the one thing I've definitely learned. There's no quitting them. There's no quitting us either, by the way. Jeff Rich, good morning, man. How are you doing?
Good morning. You know, the Diamondbacks make this big splash in free agency. They spend a lot of money. They think they're supplementing an awesome offensive lineup. They lose A.J. Pollock. Goldschmidt's not having a great year. Nothing's really coming together, but they're still hanging around. You know, they're only four games out of first place. So long way to go in Major League Baseball.
Yeah, I mean, that's really what it is. It's strange, man. They're hanging around. They're not that good of a baseball team, but nobody seems to be really taking the bull by the horns yet in this division. But now the Giants and obviously the Dodgers are a little bit over 500. So we'll see how they continue. But anyways, just getting started. Keep it close. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. We'll be right back.
Build or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Curry. Well, he looks spry. Curry got pump faked a three, drove the basketball, and got an easy bucket for Plumlee. Curry. Got it. Rattles it home. Steph Curry.
What a game.
Barnes, a little turnaround on Lillard. No. That's Curry with the offensive rebound and a putback. Overtime. He has 35. Lillard passed it up. Green got a hand on it. A turnover. Up ahead. Curry. Curry left wide. Open. Right between the eyes. Steph Curry. High screen comes. Curry. Some ball handling, fires up a three, does it again!
What the hell's going on out here?
Oh, you got that right. What the heck is going on? Because the truth is that guy is so special. And I'm talking about Steph Curry. And, you know, this is kind of that's a great segue, to be honest with you, just having that clip, because it's going to get me on my next thought, which is in a couple of different directions. We were talking about some of the people leaving ESPN, and I was obviously thinking one way, and then it came out a different way. And it's good that you played that clip, because it made me think about the guy, Mike Tirico, in general, because, like you said, going to NBC Sports, I mixed it up and said Wilbon, but obviously I was thinking Tirico. The guy's done a fantastic job for ESPN. One of the guys I truly like to listen to when it comes to watching basketball is Mike Tirico. So he does a great job. They're lucky to have him. Long relationship with ESPN. Kind of surprised, to be honest with you, Jeff. He's been with them in so many different capacities and different roles that you're wondering if it's maybe he just wants a new challenge, maybe something went wrong, maybe this is just that much of a better opportunity. I don't exactly know the situation, but on both sides, definitely losing somebody that is very talented, knows the business, knows the people, and has always been there, a guy that I've come very, very accustomed to hearing myself you know, in general, when I watch a ball game, Mike Tirico's a guy that I really recognize that voice.
You know, this is a guy that had to follow in the footsteps of Al Michaels, basically, on the Monday Night Football call, and you know, maybe he's a little taken back by the fact that he's not as featured on the basketball coverage that they, you know, that ESPN kind of features the Three Stooges, you know, Mike Breen, Mark Jackson, and Jeff Van Gundy. And, you know, you leave Tirico and Hubie Brown on the radio call. And I'll tell you what, when I'm driving around at night, when there's a big game on, I really do like hearing Tirico call the basketball games. He really puts you in your seat, even though you don't have a visual of it. And he really paints the picture really well.
No, I agree. Did a fantastic job for many, many years, and will continue to do a fantastic job. But speaking of Curry, now that kind of leads me to my next thing. You know, game four of that Portland-Golden State series was, to me, the reason why this kid is the unanimous MVP of this league. During the week, we heard rumblings from LeBron about being upset that he wasn't the unanimous MVP in 2013. And then he's talking about Steph and his accomplishments. And I don't necessarily think he was dogging Steph. I think he was definitely giving him a little bit of a shot. But I also think there's a competitive fire on LeBron James' side. And let's be honest, him not finishing at least second is a joke. So I can understand him being upset about how the voting process went this season, Jeff. I really can.
somebody voted for James Harden, either one or two. You know, that tells you everything you need to know.
No, nobody voted for anybody besides Steph for number one.
So James Harden got a number two vote. And, you know, if you're voting on the 2014-2015 season, that's all well and fine. You know, well-deserved. But this 2015-16 season, we saw what the Houston Rockets were. We saw what James Harden was. The fact that you'd even put him in that conversation is a complete and utter joke. Now, as far as LeBron's comments are concerned, sometimes it's just the way the question is framed. And, you know, LeBron has to maintain his image, at least for the time being, as, you know, in the mindset that he believes that he's the best player in the world. I don't think that he wanted to take anything away from Steph Curry, but I don't think that he wanted to back down. And, you know, when you're forced to answer questions like that, sometimes it can be framed in a really negative context. And I think that he meant to be competitive, but, you know, I don't think that he really meant to dog Steph, like you said. I think you put that out there really well.
Yeah, I mean, look, the bottom line is if he's a little bit upset about not being the MVP in a league where he still feels that he's the most dominant player and obviously the most important to his own team, I can understand that. And you know what? If he uses that for a little bit of motivation, so be it. Maybe he has to do that kind of stuff at this point to get himself to get to that level where he knows he can get to. But it's a little more difficult when you're in your 30s and, you know, you don't have the same type of energy you do every single day when you're in your 20s. It's just different. I know for a fact myself, certain days I feel better than others. Certain days I feel like I can go 20 miles. Certain days I feel like I can go 10. Certain days I feel like I can go 5. You know, it's just a matter of how you slept that night before, how you got out of bed, excuse me, what you did that morning, how upset you got with your girlfriend or whatever. There's so many variables in how you go about your daily lives that, excuse me, it's difficult to say how a guy's feeling at any particular moment. But truth be told, we all know LeBron James is still, if not the best, the second or third best player in this league, but he can be the best player at any moment. So what is the difference? What is it really? What makes any difference there at all? None to me. But the point of the matter is this. This season, Steph Curry was so important to his team, and people will go, well, they would have won 50-some-odd games without him. Well, that's a 20-some-odd game drop-off. Yeah, they'd be a playoff team, but they wouldn't have been breaking any darn records. That's for darn sure. So let's just put it – this is the way I like to think of it. They're both unbelievable basketball players, and they're both instrumental to their team's success. Without them on the floor, their teams are nowhere near as good. It's almost like you have two MVPs, to be honest with you, Jeff. However, they give the award to one person. Do you think that they're misrepresenting what this award is? That's the latest talk, is that there's a most important player, a most improved player, a most valuable player. The NCAA has changed it to the most outstanding player for the Final Four. Do they have this award correct in your mind?
Sure. What does it really matter when it comes down to things? You're going to look at the, you know, you're going to look at the 2016 season 30 years from now, and it's just going to be a name on a line next to a year. So the criteria for this award doesn't matter as long as, you know, the most points still wins the games, because that's really all that matters at the end of the day.
Yeah, I mean, we're talking about individual accolades and awards and whatnot. And at the end of the day, all these sports are team games. And what you achieve individually is honestly because of what you have there with your team. Let's be honest. Steph is only as good as he is because he has guys that he can throw the ball to that can make plays for him, or vice versa. They give him the ball and he obviously can make plays for them. So, look, I just found it interesting that, you know, you have a little bit of lull. There's a little bit of a slowdown. So they had to come up with something. And obviously the award came out. So why not just choose this right now? And let's stir something up between LeBron and Steph. That's kind of was my feeling about it, Jeff.
Oh, yeah. You gotta build the anticipation, thinking that it's going to be Golden State and Cleveland at the end of the day. No offense to the rest of the teams that are left. Yeah. And, you know, assumptions are wrong because we assumed it would be Golden State and San Antonio in the Western Conference Finals, and it didn't work out that way.
Well, and as Scott just pointed out, you know, he's saying that Curry's the face of the NBA.
Well, you can't do that with Draymond Green. You can't do the things marketing-wise with Steph Curry that you could do with Draymond Green. And I think that Steph is a bigger loss, even though I'd have the conversation that Draymond Green might have actually been the Warriors' most valuable player.
Yeah, I mean, look, and they have two guys that finish in the top five for the most valuable award. I mean, that's impressive in its own right. Let's be honest. To have two guys mentioned in that MVP line is pretty awesome. And I'll be honest with you, I agree, man. Draymond Green was pretty sick and pretty nasty all season long. And you know what? Steph Curry didn't play a lot of games, but the guy averaged 30 points in like 35 minutes. There's something special about that. So anyways, got to take a quick pause. I know you got something to say. Hold it. Keep it. Got to take a quick pause. It's Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
Attention! If you're in the market for a power scooter to reclaim your freedom, we have great news. Hartway, one of the world's leading manufacturers, has new factory direct power scooters for as little as $39 a month. Now you can stay active and have the freedom that a power scooter can give you. For over 20 years, we've been building the best and most reliable power scooters in the marketplace. And now with our new direct-to-consumer division, we can offer you wholesale prices. Plus, with Hartway Care Service, you are always protected. You will not find a better power scooter for as little as $39 a month anywhere. And with free shipping, if you call today, you can have a new power scooter delivered to your door for free in days. Financing is easy with your credit card or PayPal credit. Call now. 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183. That's 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183.
Curry with Davis on him. Oh, splash.
Long hands and active hands.
Davis kicks it out to Crabbe. He's been hot, and Crabbe stays hot. Made his first three threes. He's missed his last two, and there's Spates inside. McCollum turns a corner wide open. Spates got it.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. This is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. More of that Steph Curry guy. And, you know, Jeff, just thinking about it, McCollum and Lillard were fantastic. And that's a pretty darn good backcourt as well. And it just goes to show you how good Steph Curry and Klay Thompson are. I mean, those guys lit it up. They played phenomenal, but yet nowhere near enough to get by Golden State, Steph Curry, and the rest of the guys.
Right. You know, before the break, I was going to ask you, where you thought that Westbrook kind of fit in that MVP conversation. They don't have a backcourt. They don't have an entire backcourt there like Golden State has or like Portland has.
Yeah.
But I think that Westbrook really makes Deion and arguably Durant and the coaching staff and the entire situation there. But Westbrook makes Deion Waiters a better role player, and that's something that Kyrie Irving and the Cleveland coaching staff can never get out of him.
Look, man, I love Westbrook. I really do. I think that guy is a tremendous talent, phenomenal athlete. The one thing I always questioned about him was his IQ of how he handled late game situations. And what I mean by that, excuse me, is, you know, getting the ball a little bit more to Kevin Durant than him being the guy to go out there and try to score and do it all and rebound and get assists and everything. Look, know your role a little bit better down the stretch of a ball game.
Would that fix Chicago a little bit if Derrick Rose could be that player that could defer to Jimmy Butler?
Without a doubt. Absolutely. There's no question in my mind that when you have that one guy that can either get to the free throw line, score a basket, or obviously open things up for somebody else, you have to use that to your advantage. And like I said, when he does stuff like that and he's a little bit less conscientious about getting himself shots and getting everybody else shots, it actually opens up the floor for him to take more shots and shots that are actually better to take than running down and taking a quick three-pointer or taking that quick jumper off of just off the free throw line. If he goes out there and he says, you have to worry about me passing the ball in positions where I normally shoot the ball, well, then that's going to open up a whole can of you-know-what for every defense out there. So when you talk about Westbrook being an MVP-like guy, I totally agree with you. But the one thing that the other guys do better, whether it's LeBron, whether it's Steph, they make those late decisions much better a lot more often than Russell Westbrook has throughout the durations of their careers so far.
Let me ask you this. If Kevin Durant does leave, and we've seen it happen with big free agents in the NBA, and he goes to Boston and plays with Isaiah Thomas, or he goes to Washington and plays with John Wall, how much different is his game? How much does he have to adjust to go into those situations? Because we've never really seen him play significant games without Russell Westbrook.
See, to me, there's absolutely zero reason to leave Russell Westbrook. So all this conversation about him leaving and this and that, and you know, you have Stephen A saying this would be the perfect place for him, I think he is in the perfect place, and I think those two guys should take it upon themselves to figure out a way to win a championship together, to be honest with you. And along those lines, I think James Harden would have done himself much better staying with Oklahoma City. And I know that was more about Oklahoma City, but sometimes when you get that money and you leave, it helps you put obviously money in your pocket, but it's not necessarily going to help you win. And ultimately, at a certain point in anybody's career, it's got to be about winning. And it has to be about those your legacy and how you go out. You know what? James Harden's going to go out as a great scorer, a guy that didn't play defense at all. If he would have stuck it out with Oklahoma City, or if they all would have stuck it out together in general, maybe they would have gone out as champions at some point in their career. You know, so to me, that's what it really comes down to is at a certain point in your career, it's not about individual accolades and awards. It's about what you did collectively as a team and how you leave your legacy and how many championships you have at the end of the day, because that's all we really care about, Jeff.
Yeah, you know, it worked out for Reggie Jackson. You know, I mean, if you're a bench player that can't get on the floor, Harden had a role. It wasn't the alpha role that he wanted to take on in Houston. We've seen that.
But what do you think of the alpha role for him in Houston? How's that turned out?
Oh, Houston's a mess.
Right. So what I'm saying is sometimes, like, let's go back to what LeBron did, going to Miami, man. Yeah, look, he was the main man, but he had Dwayne Wade and Chris Bosh. He wasn't winning titles, guy. But that's what I hate about things is, you know what? He wasn't winning titles until he went out there and he got himself great players around him. So why is it so difficult for guys to understand you have to have great players around you? And if you have three great guys like Harden, Russell Westbrook, and Durant, make that stuff work, man. Figure out a way to make that work.
Yeah, Sam Preston. Well, you know what? If Harden was a problem, though, I mean, there could have been things happening behind the scenes. We've seen players unloaded for pennies on the dollar, and we wondered why. And there's always a story behind it, and we won't find out for 20 years when books get written about what happened behind the scene, how the sausage is made with Sam Presti there in Oklahoma City.
No, I mean, that's true. And a lot of times we find out way after the fact, and then it does everybody in particular no good. And think about it. You know, I think Shaq and Kobe probably look back and they say to themselves, man, I wish we would have gotten along a little bit better later in our careers, because maybe we could have won a couple more together, you know? So I think you have a great point.
Well, and Shaq had to make it work with LA. I mean, you know, he wanted to get traded. You know, he ends up going to the Heat and he ends up getting his title there. So Shaq did it a couple of different ways. Kobe did it a couple of different ways. But for the most part, teams that win championships within a few years of each other, it's usually the same nucleus.
Yeah, I mean, think about those great Laker teams. Think about those great Boston teams. I mean, think about all the names on those teams. You know, I mean, yeah, you had Larry Bird, but you also had DJ. You had McHale. You had Danny Ainge. I mean, there were so many good players. So, and everybody knew their role. I think that's the biggest difference in today's game versus what I grew up watching and really loving as the best brand of basketball in the 80s and early 90s. There were such great teams, Jeff, and you didn't have these individual guys wanting so much of the limelight. They shared it a lot better. I think that's the big difference. Is there were shared stars back in the day, and now it's individual stars.
Man, that's kind of a shame. That's kind of a shame. But I'll tell you what, it's a good time for team basketball. We're in the final four. You know, we're down to four teams, and one of the top three teams is already out of the hunt. So. I think that you have to elevate Oklahoma City to where you believe San Antonio was previously as you look at the Western Conference going forward. And you know what? It would obviously be an upset, but I think the Oklahoma City Thunder would go into the NBA Finals with such momentum. And if they did get it done against, you know, Golden State, and if it is Cleveland and they did get it done against Cleveland in the finals, when you really think about that, taking out the top three teams in the league, taking out a 65 plus win team, a 72 plus win team, and, you know, the Cleveland Cavaliers, who coasted, so their, you know, their record's a little bit of a misnomer, but you know, that would be the ultimate way to win a title and be that, you know, kind of be that little engine that could.
Yeah, I mean, they would shut a lot of people up, that's for sure. I mean, you go out there and you beat, like you said, San Antonio, Golden State, and then most likely Cleveland on the other side. That's pretty awesome when you weren't a team that was one of those teams that had 60 plus wins, or you don't have LeBron James. You have Westbrook and Durant, and you have a lot of people that say that they just can't get it done and they can't get it right. So I agree with you, man. It would be pretty shocking. It'd be pretty cool, though. It'd be a great story. Let's face it. You know, you had Durant win the MVP a couple of years ago, and, you know, maybe they find a way to get it done with the championship. But we're a little bit away from that. They got to get through a tough Golden State Warrior team who – I actually think defense is going to play a lot bigger role in this series, to be honest with you. And I know we're going to have Shane Koenig, and we're going to continue our conversation on basketball on the other side, but I think defense is going to be a much bigger role than we think in this series in general for both these teams.
Yeah, I don't think that could be overstated. The easiest way to make sure you score enough points is to not allow your opponent to score at will. And I think that Oklahoma City, towards the back end of that series with San Antonio, they were scoring at will. They just figured out what San Antonio was giving to them. And San Antonio doesn't give you much, but they gave them enough to take that series in six games.
Yeah. I don't know, man. We'll see. San Antonio, just like I said, they got old overnight, and I kind of want to ask Shane about that. So we've got him on the other side. Shane Koenig, our NBA insider, basketball insider. Jeff Rich, Dorfman, one final set. Well, actually, a couple final segments here to go in this hour. So keep it close. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
Hey, Joe Fernandez here. You might know me as the host of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, but this time I'm here to talk about that four-letter word everybody dreads, pain. If you have back pain or knee pain like I do, hey, you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. I'm talking about if Medicare is your primary medical insurance, and guess what? You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge. Anything to help me with the pain, hey, makes it more manageable, gets my attention, folks. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for your back, ankle, knee, or shoulder, guess what? Give the Health Alert Hotline a call, toll-free, 1-800-428-1570, 1-800-428-1570. You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge, 1-800-428-1570, the Health Alert Hotline, 1-800-428-1570.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Durant drives across the lane. The long strides and gets the roll. Durant trying to get the foul, knocks it down. Tie game. Durant gets past Anderson, and Ginobili called for the reach. Ginobili lost it. Raiders with a steal. Durant inside.
The man starts to play. They brought fever to never leave me cold. Son of a gun.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. This is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network, and that was Kevin Durant doing what Kevin Durant does. Make buckets. Make players around him a little bit better. And they advance past the San Antonio Spurs, who got old overnight, man. Shot 60% in game one and nowhere near that in any game after that. And a lot of credit, like Jeff says, has to go to the Oklahoma City Thunder, the defense they played. But maybe they got old overnight. Maybe for once, Pop just didn't do that great of a coaching job. I don't know. Let's find out from Shane Koenig, our NBA insider. Shane, good morning, man. How are you?
I'm good. Good morning to you guys.
We've been kind of debating a lot about what's been happening here in the NBA with whether it's the MVP unanimously going to Steph Curry and what LeBron James and others had to say about it. Somewhat shocking that the Oklahoma City Thunder get past San Antonio in six games. We all know they had a tremendous regular season. I'm talking about San Antonio, 67 wins. And let's not take anything away from OKC winning 56 games, but it's not the same as winning 67. And San Antonio was phenomenal. But to me, they got old overnight, Shane.
Yeah, I think it was all kind of predicated on talking about the getting old overnight. It showed in two players in particular, and I guess three players, but the biggest ones were Tony Parker in game five when he gets injured, gets taken out of the game, comes back in, and their last three, four possessions were screen and roll, Tony Parker mid-range jump shots, isolated, and just not even close. He made one out of like five of those, four or five of his last shots. And then Tim Duncan coming off a screen and rolls, going to the rim and either getting blocked by Serge Ibaka throughout the series or just not even getting close to the rim, things that he used to be able to do with ease and made him one of the best players in the NBA. I think that age definitely caught up with them.
Go ahead, Jeff.
So this game looks like a runaway. Game six looks like a runaway in the third quarter. Oklahoma City goes up something like 25 points. And then the Spurs make a surge towards the end of the game. And they look like they were kind of putting the pressure on. And Oklahoma City finally started grabbing some offensive rebounds and doing some other things down the stretch. And it was just a completely different team than we saw during that stretch that San Antonio came back. Was that just San Antonio's will to get back in the game, or did Oklahoma City take their foot off the gas? And how do they avoid doing that against the Warriors? Because I don't think they get away with it quite as easily.
I think that it was the Oklahoma City taking their foot off the gas a little bit. The two players that have really, I feel like, turned it on for Oklahoma City that really made a big difference from game one in that series to really turning it around for that team. Of course, Russell Westbrook is playing smarter. I'm going to leave that as unsaid, considering that he took in their game and their losses, he was just shooting a poor percentage and not getting the ball to anybody. And then in their wins, he's almost averaging a triple-double. Passing the ball way better. But the ones that really surprised me were Enes Kanter and Steven Adams. Enes Kanter, as a Utah Jazz fan, was traded from the Utah Jazz as a sacrifice because he wanted to leave, but his defense was so bad that they didn't want him. And the fact that he was able to play even above serviceable, if not really strong defense in the last series, really showed that they, when they focus and when they get stomped on by 30 points and they decide to play as a team, that athleticism and those players that they've acquired or have sitting on their bench or in the game, when they focus, they're a very, very good team, if not the second best team in the West. And then Steven Adams being able to just come up with double-doubles on every single game and you don't even realize he's doing it and can get under the skin of the big men on the other team, I think it's a huge part of that as well.
Yeah, those are great points, Shane, about OKC. Steven Adams, to me, is obviously the heart and soul, to be honest with you. The guy makes so many great plays, gets him an extra possession with an offensive rebound, or takes away a possession from the opposing team with a huge defensive rebound, big tip-ins here and there. And like you said, Enes Kanter, I mean, all he's been known for is his offense, and he played pretty solid defense. With that being said, though, LaMarcus Aldridge is LaMarcus Aldridge. I hate to say it. All they did was change the jersey. You know what? He's always been that guy that hasn't really shown up in big games. And he showed up one game and then was pretty much non-existent for five games after that. Kawhi Leonard, a guy that's been special to a certain degree over the past few years, a guy that's in the MVP race for the past few years, as surprising as that seems. A lot of guys just didn't show up for San Antonio the way that they showed up throughout the season. Yes or no?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I think a lot of that has to do with that ISO offense that we talked about. We talked about it during the regular season about the strength of San Antonio now moving away from Duncan, Ginobili, and Parker to LaMarcus Aldridge, Kawhi Leonard, and somewhat Tony Parker, but if not even that, maybe even Patty Mills running the point and really pushing the ball. And I think that when they were in the playoffs, the strengths of those three players turned into not necessarily weakness, but they started to just focus only on that. You know, they were running a screen and roll to try to get LaMarcus Aldridge going, but there was no motion off of that. They would either get Tony Parker on an open shot, LaMarcus Aldridge on an open shot, and that was it. There's a great analysis where they talked about LaMarcus Aldridge move is dribble to the middle, spin to the baseline. Oklahoma City, after game two, ran a player to the baseline side of his spin. Even if they didn't get there, the fact that he saw it disrupted his shot and took him completely out of it. And the things that we talked about with Steven Adams, if you could take a little bit of Steven Adams and his orneriness and his tenacity and his just want to and put it in LaMarcus Aldridge, he'd be a top five player. But he's a very good offensive player that just kind of is there. He just, you plug him in as a, you know, double-double guy, can get you the mid-range jump shot, can get you in the post, but he doesn't go and get the rebounds. He doesn't set the hard screens. He doesn't get those tip-ins. He's not going for the offensive rebounds. And I think that San Antonio missed that in this series. Kawhi Leonard, voice. On the other hand, I think switching Kevin Durant to him and matching length with length was a huge switch for Billy Donovan.
No, absolutely. That's the voice of Shane Koenig, our NBA insider, breaking down the NBA playoffs for us. Look, the bottom line is this, man. San Antonio just flat out got outplayed by a hungry, excited, younger, energetic team. And I think we're all on the same page. If Russell Westbrook plays the way that he played in the latter part of that series, they're going to be a tough out. I'm not saying they can beat the Warriors, but I think this one should go six or seven, and I'll be really disappointed if it doesn't go six or seven, Shane.
I want to say it's going to go six or seven games, but after for game one to game two in that San Antonio series and the turnaround that happened, it wouldn't be shocking to me that if Steph Curry comes out, hits a couple threes and really starts dominating the game, that Russell Westbrook does something silly and shoots like 30 shots and makes 10 of them, and they're down 1-0 again. I want to say, just looking at the momentum that the Thunder have come into and the way that they're playing and they're all around you, everything you said is absolutely correct. I would even add to that focused. We've talked about it, and other people have talked about it. Oklahoma City, you kind of looked at their team and you said, what's wrong with this? Like, they let go of Scottie Brooks. They brought in Billy Donovan. They're young, they're athletic, they're defensive-minded. They brought in Enes Kanter off the bench. Like, what's missing? And it's almost like all they had to do was focus on a goal, and they seem to have lived up to that potential. If they can maintain that, I mean, I don't I don't see that they could not beat Golden State. I don't think they will because I think Golden State is too deep. But I think that it's going to be a really good game. And it'll be, after seeing San Antonio, a much better series than San Antonio Golden State would have been.
See, that's just what I kind of was talking to Jeff about, is when you compare what the difference is today versus yesterday, and there were a team full of stars on those Los Angeles Lakers teams and the Boston Celtics teams, and they all knew their role, and they all had the one common goal, which was to go out and win NBA championships. So once you get that in your head and realize that that's more important than the individual accolades of being an MVP or the scoring title or the assist guy or this or that or the other, the bottom line is we judge these guys on how many championships and how many titles they have at the end of the day. Yes or no?
Oh, yeah. I think that it can even be unfair at times, especially when you look at comparing players and who they played with. But absolutely, it's throughout sports. Anytime that you're comparing player, position to position, greatest of all time, or who's great and who's not, you can look at scoring averages, you can look at all of those things, but what it comes down to is championships. And I think that Oklahoma City is starting to realize that. Golden State realizes that, starting at the beginning of last year and building their team and the role that players play. And I think that Cleveland has started to figure that out in the Eastern Conference as well. And they have three players that can take over a game. But if all three of them just take what the defense will give them, they're a very, very difficult out. And it's going to be, finally, I think, the last, you know, that San Antonio series was a good one. But I think we're finally going to start to see good team basketball, good competitive games that are going to go, you know, six or seven games in each one.
Yeah. You know, you talk about Oklahoma City developing this momentum, and you look at the other side. Cleveland has played basically 12 games since the beginning of April. They're going to be well rested, which is probably good considering they do have some, you know, some older role players on that team. But does the challenger have any chance to take Cleveland down in seven games just because Cleveland goes stale or something like that?
Do they have a chance? Yes. Will they? No. I mean, the two teams that are going to come out of there are going to be limping into that series with, I mean, if Toronto pulls it out and plays well at home and Lowry and DeRozan can play strong. I mean, Jamari Carroll has a hurt wrist. You know, Valachonis isn't going to be in that game. And Miami is just completely limping into there. They have everybody's nicked up and everybody that they could throw at LeBron James and keep him off balance if he doesn't lose focus. I don't think that there's anybody on that team that can help him defensively. Hassan Whiteside is going to be gone, so there's no one protecting the rim. They're going to be going into a healthy team that even if they start to miss threes, they can get it into Kevin Love, get it into LeBron James, and win games ugly. And I just don't see that either one of those teams has the even the amount of players needed to compete.
Hey, Shane, final one for you. What do you think happens? Who are we watching in the NBA Finals?
I think it's going to be Golden State and Cleveland. I think that Oklahoma City is going to show that they're a title contender and what they can do, and I think that that's going to be a big indicator to Kevin Durant coming back and saying, hey, we are this close to beating a 73-win team, a team that is the greatest win total of all time. And I want to come back and do this again. And I think that he's going to pull a LeBron James and do a two-year deal with a one-year out so that he can hold Oklahoma City accountable and then try to sign deals together with Russell Westbrook. But I think that it's going to be Golden State and Cleveland.
Great stuff, Shane. That was a good finish there because I like how you put that about Durant finishing out and going on with his career. Appreciate it, brother. We'll talk to you next week, man.
All right, guys. Talk to you later.
Shane Koenig, our NBA insider, breaking it down. We'll be right back with one final segment here on Dorf on Sports on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Nicholas Rowley, Courtney Rowley, Dominic Pachota. are trial lawyers who deeply care about their clients. The Trial Lawyers for Justice Law Firm, with offices in Des Moines, Waterloo, Decorah, Iowa, St. Paul, Minnesota, Chicago, and California. The Trial Lawyers for Justice Law Firm handles catastrophic personal injury, wrongful death, and medical malpractice cases throughout the country. The Trial Lawyers for Justice firm has won through caring about clients and refusing to settle cheap and believing in the justice system, hundreds of millions of dollars in record-setting jury verdicts and settlements. Injury victims and their families will call 888-811-0844. 888-811-0844. And do it now if you believe you have a case and get the justice you and your family members deserve. Call 888-811-0844. Trial Lawyers for Justice.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
Thornton looks down low in front. Pavelski scores. Tick, tack, goal.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. Final segment here of this hour of Dorf on Sports and the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. And just a quick reminder, hour number one will rebroadcast on Monday morning at 9 a.m. Pacific time, so check it out. And then obviously we are live every Sunday, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. Pacific time, so check us out live on Sundays. Jeff, as always, parting shot time. What's on your mind, brother?
Well, I want to give it up for Steve Miocic finally bringing a championship to Cleveland. The guy goes in on him, and he just takes him down to the mat. It was a pretty quick fight, but a pretty awesome fight. But the Arizona Coyotes playing their final season in Glendale, Arizona, and I say good riddance to that arena.
Yeah, it's probably about time for that, let's be honest. My parting shot is going out to Jason Day. Will you be a wire-to-wire winner at the Players? Really interesting. We'll have to find out. We'll see. It should be fun. Sundays are always great to watch golf. I don't know about you, Jeff, but always love watching golf on Sundays. They're a lot of fun, and you hope that you can get somebody to contend and compete with this guy. But if he does what he does, man, wire to wire, pretty impressive stuff. No Spieth, no Rory, none of these guys. But Jason Day being the man right now, and he is the best player in the world, so rightfully so. For Jeff, for Scott, for Shane and John, I'm the Dorfman saying peace. We'll talk to you next week right here on Dorf on Sports and the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
What?
This, ladies and gentlemen, concludes our show.
May we do it again sometime?
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.